Page 106, Activity 2, Making Inferences, Radio Program. Listen to the radio program in this chapter about the World Bank again. Close your books as you listen, and take notes about what can be inferred from or is implied in what is being said. Then open your books and answer the following questions by speaking to another student. Use a variety of expressions to convey your opinions or the pros and cons of an issue. 1. Listen to a part of the radio program again.
Since the establishment of the World Bank in 1944, most people have assumed that these loans could only do good things for a country. But it turns out that money isn't everything.
What is the speaker implying? 2. Listen to a part of the radio program again.
Today, we have a spokesperson here with us from the World Bank, Mr. George Cruz. Mr. Cruz has been with the bank for 10 years and is part of a team that has been examining the effectiveness of World Bank projects.
What is the speaker inferring about Mr. Cruz? 3. Listen to a part of the radio program again.
Well, Ms. Barney, I am very happy to be here today to clarify some things about the World Bank. While much of what you say is true, I think we need to talk about the successes of the World Bank as well as the failures.
What is Mr. Cruz inferring about Ms. Barney's attitude toward the World Bank? 4. Listen to a part of the radio program again.
The International Bank for Reconstruction and Development provides technical assistance along with loans, and this is a major part of our new vision for the 21st century.
What is Mr. Cruz inferring about World Bank projects in the future? 5. Overall, what do you think Mr. Cruz is implying about local needs and culture in relation to both past and future World Bank projects? 6. Listen to a part of the radio program again.
Robert McNamara, who was Secretary of Defense when John F. Kennedy was President of the United States, was President of the World Bank for a time. He hoped that the World Bank would be a model of international cooperation, free from political self-interests. He hoped for a world in which the superpowers would join together to provide financial support for developing nations, instead of arguing among themselves. But we all know that it is difficult to separate economic goals from political interests in today's world.
What is Mr. Cruz implying about the ideals of Robert McNamara?